It's time to take you on the road to 2023. Welcome to our flagship program covering the 2023 general elections. Every Saturday at 8 a.m., we bring updates on the elections from the candidates to the voting and other related issues. My name is Sam Orko Chinedu. This morning, let's talk the PDP crisis. Any way forward? Well, the PDP crisis appears to have deepened this week with Governor Yesom Wike, of course, at the center of it. He continues to demand the resignation of the national chairman of the party, Iyorche Ayu, who has said he will not resign. This week, Governor Yesom Wike slammed the PDP national chairman, saying he has shown ingratitude and arrogance after he was helped to get his current position.
We are the ones who championed that the chairmanship should resign to the north. Ayu, where were you? You were sleeping in your house. You were calling me virtually every second per second. Thank you, my brother. Oh, Haman. You said I'm a boy. Shelma Kende is a boy. Autumn, your brother, who signed on your behalf, is a boy. All those who brought us chairman are all boys. Nigerians have seen how ungrateful some of you can be. I've kept quiet thinking that we will reconcile. Now that you have brought arrogance to say you were elected, where do you campaign? You are talking to people who surveilled the party as small children because there's 14 billion in PDP account. To show you to finish.
Governor Wike also challenged Mr. Ayu to show himself as a man of honor and integrity by fulfilling his promise that he will leave the chairmanship seat if the Northern Region produces the presidential candidate of the party.
You want to show a party to Nigeria that we want to take over. You must convince Nigerians that we have integrity. You are the driver that will drive the vehicle to convey us to our destination. If the driver has no integrity, if the driver cannot show honesty, how do you convince Nigerians?
Now, aligning with this, a member of the PDP Board of Trustees, Buddy George, said the issue of chairmanship of the party must be addressed before the 2023 elections. He also said restructuring is the only way to address the challenges facing the country. There are too many things to discuss with this one, so we double-click on it. Joining us to have this conversation and more is a PDP stakeholder, John Shuaibu. He's also a former Presidential Convention Committee member from 2022. Good morning, Mr. Shuaibu. How are you doing? Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Chinedu. Good morning. Good job. Good job on the show this morning.
Always a pleasure. Mr. Shuaibu joins us from the nation's capital, all the way from Abuja. Now, you are definitely aware, you're actually a part of the PDP, what's going on with the party. We call it a crisis. The way it's captioned in the media and a lot of people talking about it, the word crisis keeps coming up. But how does the PDP interpret what is happening to it at this time? What caption? What do you call it?
The PDP captions it as a family misunderstanding.
Okay.
Now, the media will always want to thrive on selling news and how it's system. But for us in the political party, we don't see it that way because we must understand that a political party is formed based on interest, association, is based on a common goal, ideology. So when there's issues like that, and you know, political parties is not just a one-man affair.
Okay.
In a place where you have two, three people in an association, five people, there will be issues. And then when issues come, you have to find a way to sort it out. Just like in a family, where you have the father, the mother, even husband and wife have their issues. You know, and they end up resolving it. So for me, the media is hyping it too much. And PDP being what it is, a family, we say we are family. And that is why the umbrella is our symbol. It's enough to cover everyone. So for me, it is a misunderstanding that I believe it will resolve at the appropriate time because mechanisms are on ground. And PDP being an organic party, there's a room and structures and structures of conflict resolution or, you know, misunderstanding resolution. You know, having the BOT, you have the NEC, you have the FUC, you have the caucuses that can resolve issues as they are arising. So I believe PDP being what it is as a family, we'll get by. We overcome it.
Okay, but wouldn't you agree that this family crisis has lingered for too long? I mean, the PDP claims to have structure, it claims to have systems, mechanism, as you have just said, to tackle issues like this. So if this family crisis, as you call it, is seemingly unending, considering as well that this is a large family, there are lots of interests. We have card-carrying members of the party. We have this family looking to produce a president. So too many people are interested in this. Would you not say it's lingering for too long?
Well, I will agree with you totally that it's been digging for a while, you know, since about May, June to now, issues of, not agreeing to certain things. But of course, if you look at what happened, let's take it from there. After the cameras, where we saw when our candidate, Alhaji Atiku Abubakar, won the candidacy. And then there was a back and forth, meeting of, thank you, appreciating other candidates and all the other aspirants. And there was a visit, but I guess after it was full blown after the vice presidential candidate was picked. And if you ask me, I believe it is not, it has to be probably an outside interference to ensure that PDP does not have unity to ensure that they get this opposition out of the way.
An outside interference, you say?
I get that point because you see the media, as I believe, somehow has been used to project this. And at the end of the day, we have it's been blown out of proportion. But having said that, I would say this, that the issue on ground, if you look at what is happening now, is not even about the vice presidential. It has to do with the chairmanship position, which the governor of Rivers State, unfortunately, is a PDP man, a player, a strong man of the party, just like every other leaders or stakeholders of the party, even the man on the street. As a PDP man, we are all committed to the same cause. But with the genesis of what is happening, and I happen to this from what your intro, I heard Governor Wike said that we brought somebody from the gutters after what the chairman said, that children, are talking and all that. And it tells me that something is amiss, and which I believe is on underneath challenges within the party. If you look at it, and from the admission of Governor Wike, it tells you that he actually is a precursor to bringing Sharman into play. Himself, Governor Tom of Benue State. So I believe something went away between the two of them, and they need to resolve it, and it's affecting the party. If you ask me. So I believe Governor Wike have a lot to tell us what agreement they had before now, because for him to have brought him, according to him from the daughter, there was a miscalculation that probably went wrong. If you look at it, there's no mention of our candidate particularly here. He has always been aloof. Nobody has mentioned it because he never interfered in the choosing of the chairman of the party.
Yeah, but Mr. Shuaibu, you would also agree that this is an episode. And that's why when I started, I called this a drama series. With series, there are different episodes. So now we are on the PDP chairman episode. Before now, we were at the candidate level. We eventually got to the running mate level. And of course, it's escalating to many other things. But I want to ask a follow-up to what you said earlier. You said with this issue, there has been outside interference. The media has been used. Yeah. If you're certain that there is interference from outside, what is the identity of this outsider?
Well, do you when media people ask you a question, they will tell you we have sources they will not name or no sources, right? Why did I say so? Let me put it this way. Why did I say so? Every day you see the paper, you hear Wicked Thursday, PDP in crisis. And been, fleshed by a particular paper. if you look at it coming from a nation paper, I will know where that is coming from. Right? So, if you ask me, is it flesh to see, oh, PDP is in crisis? That for me is a no-no, because nothing, for me, nothing is really happening that couldn't have been resolved. What stopped? What is stopping, for instance, Wike, who is the leader of the party, who is one of the leaders of the party, say, okay, let's call for a net meeting if you have this issue with you. Why don't you call for net meeting? Why don't they call? Oh, why don't they call for other structure or the what they call organs of the party? Let's resolve this issue. If there's a chairman that is your issue, if there's this other, I don't think the vice presidential candidate is an issue, because you have said it over time, even before now, that you will never take that position. So for me, I don't want to talk about that issue. But I get this issue of what's it called? The chairman is actually at the back burner of the crisis or challenges we're having, which, like I said, will be resolved in no time.
Yeah, but I can understand your position, Mr. Shaibu. I played the voice of Governor Wike earlier. I'm certain that the media house that you're pointing at did not put the words in the mouth of Governor Wike. I'm certain that our own media house did not get a voice actor to say those words, and we make it sound like it's Governor Wike. You may or may not like how it's reported, but the truth is they're reporting what's actually happening. Statements have been made. Governor Wike has said something. There has been a response. There is a chairman somewhere. So these things are happening, and the media is taking it. You could have your issues with how it's reported, but they are reporting what is happening. It's a reality. Don't you agree?
Yeah, it's a reality. But before now, before the present, before what happened just 2 days ago, you could notice the chairman never said anything. I don't think information of which he would do, will say this, interviews and all that, and then you see Wike. We're talking next 2 weeks, PDP is in challenges and all that. They're fleshing it. But for me, media tries on news, they try on such things so that they can sell whatever they want to sell. So, but we shouldn't beg it. APC have their issues. Why are they not talking about APC? Where is Amici today? Why PDP? That's the question.
All right, Mr. Shaibu, we're at the point where we need to take a break. So after the break, we talk some more. Of course, coming up next, we'll be talking about the political relevance of Governor Wike and the meetings in London. It seems to be that different camps visited Governor Wike. What is the relevance of these actions? We're still on the road to 2023 and 92.3 Nigeria Info. Please stay with us.
Taking.
Track the politics.
Listen to the candidates.
Keep tabs on their campaign promises.
Follow the views of those who agree.
And the reviews of those who don't.
Understand the outcomes.
On Road 2023 on 92.3 Nigeria Info. You are on Road to 2023.
We are the ones who championed by the time I see if she was done or not. Where were you? You were sleeping in your house. You were calling me virtually every second per second. Thank you, my brother. Oh, Haman. You said I'm a boy. Shema Kende is a boy. Autumn, your brother, who signed on your behalf, is a boy. All those who brought us chairman are on boys. Nigerians have seen how ungrateful some of you can be. I've kept quiet thinking that we will reconcile. Now that you have brought arrogance to say you were elected, where do you campaign? You are talking to people who surveyed the party as small children because there's 14 billion in PDP account. To show you to finish.
Welcome back. It still is Road to 2023 on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. You just heard the words and voice of the governor of River State, Governor Esom Wike, slamming the PDP national chairman, saying that he showed ingratitude and arrogance after he was helped to get his current position. My guest is still with me. He's a PDP stakeholder, John Shaibu, also a former Presidential Convention Committee member. You're welcome once again, Mr. Shaibu.
Thank you, Sam.
All right. So with a series of engagements with Governor Wike in the UK, we saw that different candidates of the different parties visited the governor. It brings to question a lot of things, but two things I'd like to get from you. What is the political relevance of a personality such as Governor Wike? Because Atiku went to visit him, obviously, for the reconciliation purpose, and the major candidates of other parties also went to visit this same Governor Wike. So how politically relevant is the man Wike?
Well, you can't take it away from Governor Wike that is politically relevant, just like any other governor can be. Is politically relevant. The governor of Akwa Ibom is politically relevant. The governor of Enugu is politically relevant. The governor of Abia is politically relevant. Any governor, they have a pedigree, they have a basis, they have the structure, they have the power, they have the executive influences and all that to have the political. But you see, the fact of Wike is germane. I want to say this. You know, the antecedents of Governor Wike for me in PDP over time, if you look at when Jonathan left, there were a lot of things that happened. You know, when PDP went to position after 15 years of rulership.
Mm.
And some of them who were on ground as PDP governors, you know, started talking and started looking at how they will reposition the party back into relevance to ensure we take over the leadership of the nation to rescue it, to build it back into a place of prosperity. You know, so a lot of things happened. Probably Wike was a voice, yeah, because we didn't really have enough structures on ground due to the not having a chairman that were substantive chairman. We have the Sherif, we have the McCarthy, and all that, the changes. Now, Wike, in that process, is also a conduit to the margins of some of these leaders. So at the end of the day, he was able to galvanize a lot of, clout. He got a lot of clout politically in the PDP, and bringing in men at the end of the day, you know, to relevance as chairman. And the one that is very, very instructive is that of Secondus. You know, he virtually, Secondus was brought in, not Wike alone, of course, it will be with the coalition of other PDP governors and other leaders. Okay, let the chairman come from the south, and he brought it in. When he was tired with that, with Secondus, he decided, okay, we should remove Secondus. And if you ask me truly as a party man, because I'm not looking at just him being just a leader or is irrelevant now, I am concerned. Every PDP member is concerned, because at one point in time, we have a stake in this. Yes, he might have the exposure by any of the funds he has, by the reason of power he carries, you know, to have a say in what happens in the party. Now, if in the process, Secondus was removed and a special convention held and IU came into being, and you heard it from Governor Wike just now, that they brought Wike, IU, into place, into prominence, after a long time of sabbatical, I call it, and with Autumn, who signed a form. Now, something here tells me, beyond the political reality, beyond what happened with this bringing in IU into play, we must not take it away that Governor Wike, who has been given a lot of leverage by reason of, you know, everybody has a pedigree, he knows how to talk. Some people might not talk loud, they might not be so vocal about how they feel. Yes, I will give it to him. He's a character, I can't take away his character from him. So now, bringing in IU is making a lot of challenges even for us as a party, because he has been allowed to have his say all through, as if everybody is pandering to him all by the time. Now, that is why we are where we are now. So the relevance for me, if you ask me, is still subsistence, very relevant, but of course, there's a limit to relevance. When it comes to a situation like this, when the party is dying, based on what is happening.
Interesting. So the party is dying, as you say. All right, it's time for you to be a part of the conversation. You want to say something?
Yeah, I want to say something, yeah.
Very quickly, please. So we
can call. Quickly, yeah. When I said it's dying, it's not that it's going down. Rather, we're getting stronger, looking at a lot of APC members that are coming to the party, Shekarap in Kano, the section here and there, the personality of Atiku coming to bear into the play and all of that. Mm. Now, why am I saying it's dying? Because, number one, any little pain, any little pitch can cause a lot of issues.
Okay.
And that is what I don't want to happen. And that is what every PDP member does not want to happen.
All right.
So, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Shaibu. Now, let's pay attention to Facebook. Now, remember that we are live on Facebook. It is facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. So you can watch as you listen. We're streaming live. Kwate Magnus on Facebook says, PDP crisis seems not to end anytime soon. Dofuda lords everywhere in the party. Governor Wike should know that the party is supreme. Mechi Umahi, Lawan Oshimbajo contested same presidential primaries, which they lost, went home to rest. Let him rest. All right. An investor, yeah. Myra, says it's only one way forward. It doesn't tell us what way that is. Chile, Edwin, the PDP is down already with a torn umbrella, and Nigerians must not wish that the PDP recovers. Well, Chile, that's your personal position. I'm sure there are people who may or may not support the party. Faith Ziegler says, this PDP crisis, I don't think it can be settled before 2023 general elections for now. Let them keep throwing words at each other while other political parties are strategizing. Gote White, the PDP crisis will not end anytime soon with the way things are going. Governor Wike is not ready to work for the party. All right, let's go to the phone line, 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. Of course, WhatsApp is 0809030641. The question is, what must the PDP do to resolve its crisis ahead of the 2023 elections? Please remember to keep your comments civil. Go straight to the point. No insults. It's important to also note this.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Hello, good morning. What's your name? All right, call back if you can. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. Good morning, Mr. Intelligent. Good morning.
Morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah. My name is Bala. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning. If you clearly look, it's not only about Governor of Rivers State himself. It's about the state. Politically, we have three most important states in Nigerian political state. One is Rivers. But the most important, Lagos, in the north, we have Kano. And in Rivers State is the fourth one. And if you watch, PDP have no hope in those three, the other two states. If they lose Rivers, it will be very damaging to them. If you watch, in 2015, Rivers State plays a significant role in helping President, now President Muhammadu Buhari, to clinch leadership of this nation. So Rivers State in the south, forget about any other state in the south. Not that they are not important, but if you are a governor of Rivers State, you have a leading role to play. So PDP don't want to lose this state. They need the cooperation of the governor to get the backing, so that at least they will play a significant role in this, in coming this 2023.
All right.
You understand?
Thank you very much. I must move on to other calls now. But before I do that, Shaibu, do you agree with his position?
We need every vote. In politics, you need all the numbers. Right? So River State is as important as any other state. So we need the numbers. We need to win that state. And for me, Wike is still a PDP governor, so he should work for the party. And I believe he has to work for the party.
All right.
Because he has also a candidate that
Thank
wants to
much.
Work for governor. So he can't afford to throw that away.
Hello, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Please turn off your radio.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
I'm Epal Obojona Nganga. I'm calling from Tombia.
Please go ahead.
Yes. You see, our governor is not acting as a governor. Governor Wike is a respected man, but the way he acts is not good, and the way he talks is not good. He should concentrate on River State governance and ensure that graduating pensioners take the graduate, civil servants take their dues, all what they're supposed to be taking. Promotion is not given to River State civil servants. Minimum wage is not paid to civil servants. And it's just battling and breathing up and down. Why is he battling and breathing? He's talking too much. He should concentrate on River State governance. Look at what he did to the governorship aspirant. Nothing was done. The man did not contest for his primary and it's not good. The man should governor Wike should concentrate on his governance in River State. He should stop talking too much. He don't like it. No governor is talking like him. Thank you.
Right,
I'm Jonah Palwen Ganga speaking from Tombia.
Bye. Right. Governor Wike should focus on governorship. Good morning.
Good morning, Samuel Rako.
Morning, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jinke Daniel from Imogeto Sako.
Please go ahead.
Yes, my brother. I think the guest there is just being fair to Wike. Let me tell you, my brother. The nemesis of PDP, not Michael zoning the PDP presidential ticket to Southeast, we continue to hunt them. Nobody can tell me equity, fairness, and justice that after Jonathan doing their own, being the presidential candidate, or having been in Abuja, that is under PDP, that the next turn of even for them, okay, let me come this way. After Buhari now, then, the power should go to another Fulani man. Where is the equity? Where is the justice? Where is the fair play? I think we must have to put these things together. And I am telling you, it's not fair for Southern Nigeria. It is for self. Why should he go and contest for the presidency?
All right.
Let me stop.
Thank you very much. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, please. I intend to go spiritual in addressing this matter because the spiritual controls the physical.
Okay.
I know that Governor Wike is a very strong politician, and I can't deny that. But what is happening to him, to me, is beyond what he thinks. Nemesis has caught up with him.
Really?
Yes. I'm telling you, Nemesis has caught up with him.
How so?
See, let me tell you. I don't want to mention the department I work. But that morning when the news hit that he had failed, the kind of jubilation I saw among people, a woman was even bold to say that she set up a prayer band to pray against the governor.
Wow.
A man who has ruled the state for about 8 years now have not seen any need to promote the civil servants. The first time in the history of this state. He's building bridges, building roads, no problem, infrastructure. No problem, I congratulate him. But when the chiefs are done, human beings are those that will speak for you. Blocks don't have mouth to speak. Bridges can't speak.
All right.
Human beings will talk about him. He has not invested in human beings, abandoned civil servants for 8 years now. No dying added to that salary. Even a wickedness, and he wants to aspire. He's not going anywhere.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, the part I would require a response from you, Shuaibu, is the comment on zoning. Said it was unfair for the PDP to zone the ticket to the north. How do you respond?
Well, if you ask me, you know, there's something that is very jabbing that a lot of people are not wanting to interrogate.
Which
is this, whatever is happening about the zoning in PDP, if you look at it, in the north, for us as a party, this is where we're building. Now, in 2007, when Adwa came before his dead. May his soul rest in peace, a very fine gentleman. And then President Jonathan Kimi, very fine gentleman also. He finished his tenure. And remember, he started then that, look, why don't they not complete the tenure? A lot of them said, no, why not, you know, this doctrine of necessity, it went that way. In 2011, they also wanted enough to do the 8 years because PDP has been structured in such a way that you have a zoning formula that will bring everybody together even when it comes to religious balance and all that.
Mm.
So in 2011, when Jonathan, at the end of the everybody had looked, let's give it to you, let's make it everybody stayed back. He won, he had inroads into the north and all that. In 2015, you know the way it is, people around you, oh, he had to win the contest. They say, no, it is not right because that would have made, that would have given, what's it called, PDP, that the south, another, that'll be 18 years or so, or thereabouts, of the north, 3.5 years. Wait for me. It's injustice. But let's take it away from there. For instance, this election that happened, this convention that happened in May, it was said before the agreement came that they should zone it, it should be zoned. In fact, AA, that is Atiku Abubakar said, it is by microzone because the Northeast haven't gotten it. Why not? Other zones in microzone will give up. Right? And don't forget, Nigeria is so peculiar that we have zoning because China can be all-inclusive. So it was thrown open and instructive. Let me say this, and with all due sense, but with all respect and humility, the fact that Nike and Anko brought Ayu into play is because they thought we Atiku will not be able to win, Nike will win, and that makes the structure, you know, balance, and then you have the South and all that. And if you ask me, why didn't he, or why didn't the Southern governor say, okay, let's take it, microzone to the Southeast? That is why they will tell you that the Northerners know how to take politics more than the South.
Okay. Now, Mr. Shuaibu, what is the position of the PDP as regards the chairman? Now, Governor Wike is calling for his resignation. We all know his position. What is PDP's position?
Now, you see, we have an election coming. You know, as stakeholders, we have election coming up. And if we have election coming up, it only behoves. If NEC decide to meet tomorrow and say, okay, let's have a special convention where you have to flip over.
Okay.
You know, and change the leadership. Because if Ayu should resign today, automatically, constitutionally in the PDP, the deputy national chairman takes over his nominee again. So it has to be a constitutional arrangement so that he can take back the leadership to the South. So, and but for me, if you look at the election is coming, we don't have that luxury of time to start looking at, because we have a statutory 3 months, if they are even going to have a caretaker. Mm-hmm. 3 months, and within that 3 months, what happens? Someone is coming to lend the rope, and then the party will lose it. For me, if people pushing for that, I believe they should think again. They should think again.
All right.
They should think again.
We'll be taking a break shortly, and we still have comments on Facebook. Remember that we are live on Facebook. You can watch as you listen. It's facebook.com/Nigeria Info and Twitter as well, @NigeriaInfoPH. Bernard Barrico says, we wish them a successful fight. Joel, it is clear that some members of the PDP are not sincere. They have not learned any lesson from the 2015 failure till date. The genesis of the problem was when they suspended the party constitution on power rotation. And thank God Atuebu says the only solution to PDP crisis is for Ayu to honorably tender his resignation. Ozo Francis, who's watching from Enugu, says, good morning. The national chairman is not helping matters. He's rather adding salt to injury. I will take one or two calls, one, I think, before we take our next break. Hello, good morning. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
Hello, good morning, Nigeria.
Good morning.
Well, this is Dakuku calling from Apoki, Kesa.
Go ahead, Dakuku.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Please go ahead.
So, let me say something concerning the problem ringing PDP. So, for me, I was able to say that whatever happened, when the governor of the state, I've lost it for his primary. He'll be able to be considered and remain to the party, so whether they will get a victory, moreover. By talking all these things to Shatin, it will be different because he'll be able to leave the seat in other way. Because if the party is kicking, he'll be able to be succeeded. Then it become a problem to him. They will not be able to be save him on society issues. So what is the politics is a game of luck or loss. When you lost, you'll be able to kill in the line with other people.
Thank you very much, Dakuku. And conclusively, Mr. Shuaibu, it is 170 days to the elections. What is the way forward for the PDP if this crisis must be resolved and if they must have a chance?
Thank you once again, sir. The issue on ground right now is, from all indications, the NWC might be meeting next week to see how they can resolve these issues, okay, so the campaign council can kick off. And what will happen, I will just say the way forward is for Governor Wike to shed this sword. Because if he has so much, as he said, and some of us know, he invested, just like some of us are also invested in our own way, even without making noise about it, we invested so much, helping out all ourselves, even when we're not in government, with our personal resources. We never had an appointment before. But for the love of the party and for the love of nation, knowing the pedigree of PDP, that wants him to make sure that Nigerians are better for it. Now, I will ask, Governor Wike should share the thought, ensure he works for the victory of the party. Because it is when we win that he can say, now, PDP have actually won. We can't remain in opposition by reason of all this action that is going on, all this talk back and forth, that we say we have a party. Because he also will be a bigger loser at the end of the day.
Okay.
Right? And I also ask that the chairman also should be an elder. There's nothing stopping the chairman to say, look, guy, Wike, let's meet in Abuja. Even if he doesn't want to, don't call him by the, let people know you called him. Let even people know that you have not, he didn't listen to them, then we'll take it off from there.
All right.
But I take it this. Everyone should put their hands on deck and let's win this election, because PDP APC have destroyed the nation. We need to rescue this nation. We need to rebuild it back. We need to give people hope again. There is so much dismay, insecurity.
All right, Mr. Shuaibu.
There is so much despondency.
Well, that is as much as I can take. Thank you very much for your time. We truly appreciate it. Have yourself a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a privilege.
All right. And that's it on the road to 2023 for today. Join us next Saturday at 8 a.m. to catch updates on the elections, from the candidates to voting and other related issues. The road to 2023 is produced by Choma Ezewafo, and I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu.